It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Internationally renowned cabaret performer Spider Saloff says jazz artists should use a theatrical presentation instead of a head-down, straight-ahead playing technique. She says entertainment values help educate an audience. Saloff sings the Great American Songbook at a gala benefit for Autism McLean Saturday night at Illinois Wesleyan University. She told GLT's John Norton via Skype her parents exposed her to that entertainment value early when they took Saloff to see a Broadway musical in her hometown of Philadelphia.
Okay. And I was floored. That did it for me.
What was
it? I just was smitten.
What was it, Spider?
It was 1776. It wasn't the year that I saw it, though. The Liberty Bell had a little bit of, lost its shine a little bit, you know. But
what was it about 1776 that blew you away as a 10-year-old?
I had never seen like a full-blown Broadway show, and we had tickets that were really close. They were like the second row.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Well, first of all, historically, it's brilliant. It is just brilliant. I mean, who would have ever thought to do that? It was like nothing else that had ever been produced. And I didn't know any better. You know, I mean, I just had never seen a Broadway show up that close. And, you know, I think I got spit on by William Daniels. it was very exciting.
Well, there's a blues guy in Chicago. He goes by Big James. I believe his last name is Montgomery. And we were talking a couple of years ago, and he talked about when he was just a really little kid, he saw James Brown because his dad took him to a club when he was growing up. And he said, at that age, I think he was 7, I knew I wanted to be James Brown. And basically, he got into the music business. Was 1776, did you have that same reaction? Did you go, that's what I want to do?
I think I did. I couldn't say it out loud to anyone because they would, you know, think you were crazy. And then when I was 14 was when I told my parents that they could come see me in a variety show at school. And they're like, what? Doing what? I said, oh, I'm singing. And I had rehearsed carefully at my girlfriend's house because I knew that they would tell me I couldn't. And they came to the show and they were floored. They're like, where did this kid come from? And then that was it. And when I was 16, I was in a professional theater company.
I'm going to go backwards. Why would they not be happy that you would be doing that in school?
Because they think you would fail. They would think it was ridiculous that you were trying it, and they were trying to protect you. It wasn't they were being mean. You know, people that are unaccustomed to something, they think that you're going to fail. So it would be a lot of eye rolling and, you know, a lot of stuff. Are you really going to do that? Or, you know, like that kind of stuff. So I knew they would be that way. So I just did it and then showed them.
So you used it as motivation.
Yeah. And they appreciated it once they saw I could do it. But if they had been part of the process, I think it would have been disastrous.
The way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No.
Listening to GLT Sound Ideas, I'm John Norton. Our guest is Spider Saloff, who's going to be performing at Illinois Wesleyan on the 24th. And you're going to be performing songs from the Great American Songbook, something that you are known for on many levels. But very often when you're performing these songs, you're doing it in a cabaret element, a theater element, whether it's the Ella Fitzgerald tribute, a Gershwin tribute, even a Cole Porter tribute. In a way, you're also a historian.
Oh, for sure. And also the way that I present the American Songbook, what I do is not typical of cabaret. It's got, well, first of all, almost everything. I'm going to be with great jazz musicians, and I'm really a jazz artist, and I happen to love American Songbook, so I sort of meld the two. But there's a lot of storytelling. And yes, I am a historian, and I'll tell you where a lot of that came from was the radio series that was internationally syndicated called Words of Music, of which I was one of the three creators and co-hosts. We did 56 episodes of that show, and it was on the air for 2.5 years. I don't think I ever worked harder in my life, but, you know, the subjects would be American composers and lyricists, and we would tell the stories of their lives and where the songs came from, you know, and why they wrote that and what they were doing at that time. And it becomes, for me, not so much history. It's about understanding the human condition, which is why that music has endured so long, because it's so relatable, and you can perform it in so many ways that it sounds as fresh as the day it was written. because it's got that much staying power and it's got so much humanity in it about, you know, the way people feel about, you know, about their emotions, about falling in love, about falling out of love, about being rejected, you know. It's got all that stuff in it, and it's a lot of layers, and that's why it's great, and it's lasted so long.
Does the history of this music come before or after that you started digging into this? In other words, were you very interested in the history of this music before all of this?
No, I the music hooked me first, and then when I started to learn about the music, that became super fascinating. And the fact that I worked with the Gershwin family on my Gershwin concert that was during the centennial, which was 1996 through 98, my work with that family and hearing direct stories from George Gershwin's sister, I mean, it really was just completely intriguing, you know, to learn all these things.
So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it'll drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning and hangs around all the day. I'll have to sneak up to it someday and speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver.
Spider Saloff is our guest. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. I want to ask you about cabaret. Does that get short shrift in the jazz world?
Oh yes, I think it does.
And why? And
cabaret is such a broad field.
Yeah.
And there are certain types of performers who wouldn't have anything to do with jazz that are cabaret, and they're more theatrical, or they're really a very different genre. I always considered myself a jazz performer first.
Okay.
But I'm also an actress, and I tell stories, and you know, it's a different way of presenting it. But I also pay a lot of attention not only to lyric but to music, and I love improvisation. I love trading with my sidemen, and getting to work with some of the monster players that I have worked with is part of the thrill for me. You know, it's not just performing rote versions of these songs. It's something very creative and making it fresh and new and having it be in the moment. It's never going to be the same twice.
I always thought that theater should be a bigger part of jazz because it's more lively. I think it entertains the audience a little bit more.
Absolutely. And I think the early jazz performers were more theatrical. I mean, Dizzy Gillespie was a monster musician and a groundbreaking instrumentalist, but he also was a showman. He knew how to play an audience. He knew how to charm them. He knew how to talk to the audience. And you get people like Ella Fitzgerald who absolutely charmed an audience. Same with Sarah Vaughan. They had a connection. They were live performers. And it wasn't just song after song with no introduction. They would talk to the audience. They would address things. Sarah Vaughan would talk about what her tour was like, you know, that she had just woken up right before she went on stage. And it is the charm of live performance. It's in the moment. It's present to what is going on right there. And I think that's why it's so important for people to introduce their kids to live performance, because there's too much that you just see on a video screen now, you know, and it will never replace seeing something live.
Jazz vocalist Spider Saloff speaking with GLT's John Norton. Saloff sings the Great American Songbook at a gala benefit for Autism McLean this Saturday night in the main lounge of the Memorial Center at Illinois Wesleyan University. The silent auction begins at 6 p.m. Music starts at 7:30 p.m.